Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I see your calls coming in because they gave the number out a few minutes ago. Ray and Chris and Ryan and Justin and Tim and so many others, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going to your phone calls. I heard the guys just pop my ear, but I missed what they said. All righty. Yeah, there's this whole thing online where people think that folks are talking to my ear, telling me what to say. The difference is they occasionally, maybe twice an hour, tell me something or tell me a clip's ready, but a lot of times it's real low. And a lot of times I say, what clip is that? Or what'd you say? And then there's just no response back. Maybe somebody had a mic open or something. No big deal. But we will be taking your phone calls coming up throughout this hour. And then we are joined in the fourth hour by a very, very special guest as well. That I'll tell you about coming up at the start of the next segment as well. But the biggest thing we need to know right now, from my perspective, is that this is absolutely 100% the globalist power grab and their answer to human resistance and the awakening happening, and their attempt to vertically integrate the economy, to bankrupt the grassroots economy, to bring in medical tyranny, to bring in forced inoculation, to ban cash, and to have us accept absolutely no due process. This is their move. This is their world government attack system. And it's really being done out of desperation. But they could grab victory from the jaws of defeat if we don't speak out, and if we don't go out and investigate, and if we don't go out and see things for ourselves. But what you have witnessed unfolding with citizens going out and showing the scams and showing that no one's at the COVID testing sites and that the hospitals aren't full, that they're having to show hospitals in Italy and places that were, is them trying to create as much hysteria as possible. And so because someone's wearing a white outfit and wearing masks and says they're doing COVID-19 testing on you, with this government and these groups' histories of secret testing, including lethal testing, there are criminal groups hiding within the national security apparatus. They use that national security grid. They use that system to be able to carry things out by having the secrecy. And it's under those rocks that these evil things hide. And so the answer is, don't put your faith in Alex Jones. Don't put your faith in Donald Trump. Put your faith in God and all of us working together to have an open, free society where you go out. And when you see something, you videotape it and you give your angle on it and you talk about what you're witnessing. So when you see the news saying everyone's dying or it's totally full, and there's huge lines here and stretchers everywhere, and they're not showing you that, or they show it to you and it's another country. I saw Fox News a week after CBS again got caught running the footage of Italy. I saw Fox running footage of dummies and saying it was people being worked on. And obviously it's stock footage. The point is they don't have that footage. And they were saying this is footage of people overwhelmed. This is footage of people dying. And I saw Fox News running the Italy footage again. So this is going on. And if I got caught, I would never do that anyways. Doing what they've been caught doing, why would you ever listen to them again? Yeah, and there's Fox News reporting on CBS mistake. And I saw them on Fox Business doing it themselves. And it's just out of control, ladies and gentlemen. It's out of control, and it's dangerous. All right, your phone calls straight ahead. A bunch of special reports as well that are breaking And just so much more. And I got some more good news for you, too. Oh, it's actually terrible news. 5G towers being burned down everywhere now.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We're already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You're listening to the radio/TV simulcast transmission that is the most hated, most demonized, most lied about by globalists across this world. For good reason, we know what we're talking about. Now I'm going to go directly to your calls right now so we can get to a lot of them and get into the interesting points and topics you're going to raise. Get them out, show your host. But I want to tell you what's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then I'll go back to the calls. There are citizens all over the world now going out to hospitals that they see on the news saying are full, and that there's lines around the block and dead bodies everywhere, and there's nobody there. We're not saying this virus doesn't kill people. We're not saying folks aren't dying. We're saying they are exaggerating and hyping it, and now the mayor of Los Angeles has declared martial law and said, don't leave your house for any reason, period. They're set to declare free from the grocery store or medicine. And they're telling citizens, we'll pay you money to tattle on your neighbors for leaving for any reason, call the police. This will create civil unrest and a breakdown. That's their plan to bring down the economy. When Trump tries to reopen it in about a week or so, he's got the commission going. Within 3 weeks, it'll be totally open if he has his way. Austria is reopening this week. If we don't, we'll have a depression. The curve has now begun to go down. No one's reporting on that. We have the graphs from the CDC and New York. We'll show you at the bottom of the hour as well. And we have Trump talking about rushing a vaccine to kill a bunch of people. That's what medical scientists are saying. And we've got more microbiologists that are prestigious, including at the Pentagon, coming out and saying it's man-made. Chimera bioweapon must be investigated. Who gave it to China and why China had it? And that's a Army colonel microbiologist coming out saying that, and others who's involved in biowarfare research defensively. It's a chimera. It's man-made. It's sliced up a bunch of different pieces. That's why it's so nasty and reinfects. And we've got another big report here that they're trying to understand why, after being after having it and then getting well from it, why people are reinfecting and testing positive again for the live viral spread. Why are so many people that have recovered from the coronavirus testing positive again? Well, that's because it mutates, ladies and gentlemen. But it's always a cocktail of reasons. When they test for it, we have a medical doctor in Austin told Savannah Hernandez this last Friday. We aired it. That the test pick up regular coronaviruses. So between 30 and 60% of the time, it's inaccurate. And then you get locked up for the common cold. See how it's the perfect weapon? Because it creates this fear, makes us all suspect. But the state's here with the forced inoculations to save us. That's all coming up bottom of the hour. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Tim, Wayne O, Steve, Wes, Ray, Chris, Ryan, Justin, John, Brian. We'll get to all of you in this hour ahead of the special guest we have next hour. Please remember the only way this vital information gets out is when you spread the links from NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. That is an absolute key to this fight. We got a lawyer on legal challenges, unconstitutional orders. We've got the Ray who says his wife's a nurse, the virus lockdown statewide. We've got so many great calls. Let's go to Steve in New York, who's a lawyer, he says, and wants to give us a perspective on that. Thanks for calling, sir.
Yes, Alex, I want to express my appreciation for the tremendous fight you've been putting up in InfoWars, and I've supported you in every possible way. I'm a lawyer in New York City, in New York State, and I am just shocked and flabbergasted every day at the lack of challenges. These orders by the state governors are completely and totally unconstitutional. Lawyers in every state of the union that have these lockdown orders, the stopping of cars from out of state, major provisions of the Bill of Rights, the First, the Second, the Fourth Amendment, no searches and seizures. There is no constitutional authority in the United States anywhere, according to the federal constitution, and anything to the contrary in the states would be invalid for a general medical martial law. No such thing. Absolutely unconstitutional. They have deprived people of their businesses, their livelihood, their freedom, and everything else. The only way anything of this type can be done is the prosecutors and the state must go to a court. They must get a judge to sign a warrant with probable cause and the evidence that specifically named people have these diseases and are doing things to endanger other people. And that cannot do what they're doing now.
Well, that's right. It's an avalanche. It's a collapse of our entire system. This is a blitzkrieg war, a revolution against everything back to the Magna Carta, 1215, 800 years of people fighting, millions and millions dying for basic human liberty that was taken from the kings by the people is now being torched in front of our eyes.
Absolutely, but the courts are still functioning, as far as I know, particularly the federal courts, and with the constitutional questions, there should be teams in every state, and I'd be willing to join such a team here. There's been a total blackout. The only one I've heard talk about it are the few lawyers you've had on your show, and we can't just wait for an order.
Well, sir, give us your name and number, and Robert Barnes is hosting that special emergency report weeknights, 7 to 9. We're looking for lawyers, quite frankly, on
okay,
that show.
Well, I will talk as long as you want, and I'll lay it out, and I have a long political history. I've been a right-wing conservative libertarian since 2013, and I'll tell you, before that, I was chairman of the New York State Socialist Party. The story how that happened is another story. But
well, I'd love to have you on as a guest, sir. Guys, get his name and number. Give him to Barnes. We can probably have this fellow on as a guest. Sounds like a really smart caller. Let me do this, Stephen, before you leave. Play a clip for Stephen. If you just joined us, folks, this is the New York mayor. We got calls on Saturday from the same guy that gave us the tip on exactly when Newsom would start this 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Same guy said, hey, they're getting ready to say don't even leave your houses for a week to 2 weeks to even get food to create civil unrest. I called a police officer I know in California, and he said, absolutely, we've told that that's coming within 2 weeks. Well, here we are, and now they're getting you ready. Here is the mayor saying, if somebody leaves their house, call the police. How the hell do you know where they're going even under these unconstitutional rules? Here it is.
If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business-violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
That's not satire. That's not a Monty Python skit. It's not 1984 remake. It's America 2020. Brief comment on that, Steve.
Yeah, well, that's a statement worthy of a fascist dictator. There is absolutely no authority under the Constitution, the common law, and some of the other things that have been cited, because it's really common sense. Under all the laws that we have, under the laws that people have fought and died for in various different world wars to protect our country and to have the revolution where they were going into people's
houses. That's right. We didn't have these rights then. We had to fight for them, and this is a revolution against our rights.
Alex, the important thing that people have to understand, they're not self-executing. The laws only live if we put them into operation. And every lawyer took an oath, and I took one. When you become a member of the bar, you take an oath to support the Constitution. And unless you fight this, you're violating your oath.
God bless you. Get Steve, name a number, get it to Barnes. He'd be a good guest, I'm sure, with him. Because Barnes is looking for folks to false suits all over, and we're trying to work on that. And listen, the listener was thanking me for putting up a fight. Steve was. Guys, I'm very humbled by you and the amount of money you spend with us and your word of mouth. They're both together, the equation. You spreading the word, overriding the censorship, and you buying the products that are already great that you need has changed the world. And I want to stay in the fight. I don't care about money, my house, my car. I don't care about status. I care about beating these people. And so I didn't used to be into money. They tried to shut me down 15 years ago, and I said, I'm going to expand and get bigger. And then I did that, and now I'm like, money, money, because I want to fight. It's fuel. It's like ammunition. It's like TNT, and I'm trying to blow up globalist, you know, railways or something. That's an allegory, folks, an analogy. I'm not literally doing that. And I just want weapons, and money is weapons. Buy the products, get great products, and weaponize InfoWars. There's nowhere you can spend your money that will go towards the fight better. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. We are invincible together.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
What the social engineers don't want is the public talking to each other, interfacing, and checking things out. When you see the local news say, we're live here, and this is happening, get in your car and go see if it's true. And a lot of the times, it's not. They have created an army of lying frauds. They've created an army of criminals who believe it's okay to lie for the greater good, bringing down America and the Nazi Donald Trump. Meanwhile, they actually work for a famous Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and the son of the man that ran Planned Parenthood and took over the Eugenics Society for Margaret Sanger. His mother sat on the board of IBM. Bill Gates. These aren't Nazis. These are the creatures who created the Nazis. And they've got a plan for you, where you don't exist. All right. Let's go to Wes in Iowa, paramedic on the virus and the medical system. What are you really seeing out there? And what do you think of all the videos of the news saying this hospital's full and the person goes there sometimes that hour and there's almost no one there? What is going on?
Well, I can tell you the community I work, my second job with one of the hospitals, we are seeing people, but our hospital, we have preparations in place. One of the larger cities that we do go to quite often, transporting patients, and I do work in, you know, it's a typical day. They are seeing a high volume of patients, but we're not seeing a lot of the COVID cases from what I understand as of yet, but they do have preparations in place, and they're ready for it. But the thing about this is this disease is going to decimate our healthcare workers, our first responders, as well as our military. And if you think about it, if you're going to go after a country or their infrastructure, what do you want to do first? You want to take down their first responders. You want to take out their military. And this is the perfect weapon to do it.
Well, I've got an article. U.S. Army Colonel, coronavirus was leaked from Chinese lab. Goes on to say it may be on purpose, may not, but that it's a chimera. Well, we already know all that. But the fact is now that's becoming an established fact that people are understanding, and now they're calling for investigations, not just of China, but who transferred this to them. Now, none of these guys want to get in too much trouble themselves. It takes courage to do this, but they're pointing towards the Scientist article and others from 2015, where a gain-of-function chimera, multiple virus species cut together, artificial, lab-made, was shipped to China. It came from China. But first it came from Obama in a U.S. bioweapons lab. This is massive. And you start exposing who's behind this, the big foundations who are behind it, they'll stop their takeover real fast. But again, the people getting the power from this, lo and behold again, are the ones with their fingerprints all over it, Wes.
Exactly. Think about this. Is this malaria drug that they've hit with the virus? Zinc is one of the essential components for cardiac function of the body. Your heart runs off the electrolytes, the power of the electrical conduction system that makes it beat. If you take too much electrolyte out of it, even just to help you, this drug does, you're depleting these electrolytes from the heart, and you're causing another problem to fix one problem, especially if you're not giving people enough zinc and enough electrolytes to back it up. So I think what we're seeing a lot of this and a lot of these deaths are actually being caused by the medication that they're using trying to treat it, because they're depleting them with their electrolytes to try to treat this disease, because like I said, zinc helps the immune system, and if you're zinc depleted, this drug pulls zinc out of the cells anyway, and including from the areas that the cardiac area.
Sir, I'd really love, you're saying some amazing things, but are you using a wireless Bluetooth system, or what's going on there? Call me back when you get a better phone. I appreciate it. Absolutely. That's what the literature says. And some of the smartest folks will be the paramedics or the nurses because they do the real treatment on the ground in the emergency. They learn how bodies operate. They're really the ones, you know, doing a lot of the surgeries and things, especially the nurses. And they'll tell you the number one thing killing 35-year-old marathon runners, 18-year-old basketball players, and they'll fall over dead, and they'll have a heart attack. They go, what's this syndrome where this young man is having a heart attack at 18 or this young woman's having a heart attack at 35? When you run out of the electrolytes, like gasoline in an engine, it stops. This is not rocket science. And so many people are dying from lack of vitamins and minerals. That's why everyone should take the Real Red Pill or Real Red Pill Plus every day. A strong multivitamin, multi-mineral, all of it's there with the preglinone that boosts it all. Adult formula. For children and adults, we have vitamin mineral fusion with the zinc, everything. But you need all of these. And they don't want you to know that because they want the worst possible effect. But I've been asking, what is the side effects of hydroxychloroquine? Well, if it's manipulating zinc in the body to pull it out and have it be in the, basically the fluids of the body so that it's stopping the virus, now it's not in the cells or whatever, it can cause a problem. So you need plenty of zinc in the body. And you see him in the news saying, don't listen to talk show host. The president has been so cowed by this that he'll be in the press conferences and he'll go, now, I'm not being a doctor here. I'm just saying that they're saying hydroxychloroquine helps and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D3. And the media's like, you shut up. And then this woman gets up and goes, you mean to China. She said, you'll be mean to China. And he goes, oh, do you work for China? She goes, no, me not work for China. And we'll play that clip coming up. And it turns out she works for a state-run, government-controlled Phoenix television. And it's not Phoenix in the great state of Arizona, folks. It's a Chi-Com run deal. But the level of lying, oh, I'm not from China. I not work for China government. No. I know. And again, I'm politically incorrect on purpose, folks. I make fun of rednecks. I make fun of everybody. Remember John Belushi famously being the samurai, chopping up everything? Since when can't we do that? No, I'm going to exercise my speech or lose it. And what's not funny is Communist China selling political dissidents' organs, having 3 million Uyghurs in forced labor camps and death camps. But the left doesn't care about that. They just don't want you to make fun of anybody's accent or make fun of the Chinese government. Like Winnie the Pooh. The Chinese people think Xi Jinping talks like Winnie the Pooh. And I guess if you hear him talking, I don't talk like Winnie the Pooh. Well, they get executed if they do that. So, see, I don't want to live in a country that's like that. Okay, I got to 2-3 calls so far. That's not good. When we come back, I said I'd hit all that news. I will hit the news, and then I'm going to go to your calls as fast as I can. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is listener-supported. Everything we sell, we were selling before this crisis. The media's like, Jones is selling toothpaste with silver in it because of the crisis. Oh, no, that's 5 years it's been out. Super Blue is the precursor of Super Silver. Super Silver is the tooth whitening toothpaste. If you're talking about tea tree oil, iodine, and the same nano silver for something being antibacterial, antiviral, those all three are factually those on record. Is it a panacea for this virus? No, it's not what it's for. It's for your teeth to make your gums healthier. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He designed it with American Biotech Labs. That's what it is. But the media misrepresents what I sell things for and what I'm promoting things for. It's insane. But you're absolutely right. I am brushing my teeth with the high-quality Super Blue that hasn't sold out yet. The Super Silver has sold out. This has the same amount of everything and more in it that the whitening doesn't. It just doesn't have the above sea coral calcium for remineralization. That's what this toothpaste doesn't have. It has two things the others doesn't.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jumped on Trump. Oh, he was mean to that poor lady. He said, what do you work for China? You work for the Chinese government? She said, oh, no. No, stupid American. And then, of course, enjoy your fentanyl. Enjoy your depression. And it turns out she works directly for a group. Not just owned by the Chinese government and the Central Bank of China, but partly owned by the military of China. So, remember, One American News has been banned from the White House press corps because a leftist press private group controls it. Trump made sure we got press passes. Every time we get there, they would ban us because they're in control of the association. Trump needs to change that. So One American News is banned, but the Chinese military is not. And here they are within striking distance of the president. Here it is.
Years of $500 billion, $400 billion. We had the biggest trade deficits in the history of the world with China. Now China's going to spend a lot, has agreed to spend $250 billion, many billions of dollars in our country, much of it going to farmers and manufacturers. So I'll let you know. I mean, I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find
with
out.
China, are you cooperating with China?
I don't
China?
Know. Who are you working for, China? You work for China, or are you with a newspaper? Kong, who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China? Is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay. Look, I'll let you know. I'll give you a good answer to that in a few months. I wanted to see what they do. Because it's time for them to help us, okay?
Why
it's time
you
right
need
now.
China?
But China.
Why are you bad?
And hopefully they do. And if they don't, that's okay, too. But we signed a deal. It was signed in with great goodwill and spirit. And it's time that our farmers benefited, our manufacturers benefited, and we'll see whether or not that deal is on.
We send you weaponized virus. You not like it. You mean. I send fentanyl to get you. If I don't get you, I get your children. Ah, dumb American. Sorry. Now,
let me get to some really good news. And I was just getting a luscious cup of Bank of America coffee, literally, during the break. And I'm watching Fox. And just yesterday, they weren't reporting this. But now they are reporting that all over the country, and Robert Barnes covered this last night on the 7 to 9 special transmission American countdown that he does. That's commercial light. We have the local breaks for local radio and TV stations, but we skip all ours. So there's less than 7 minutes of ads an hour. And he was just showing hundreds of graphs and documents all over the country where not just the rise and speed is slowing, but in many areas it's crested on April 1st, strangely enough, and it's going down. So I'll show that Fox News clip in a moment on the stock market, the economy, on hopes that it's cresting, which I think it is. Doesn't mean it might not reinfect or have some other spikes. That's the thing about social distancing and all this. You just change the trajectory. And it just, you know, but regardless, let's go ahead now. And go to Cuomo, and then it goes into another clip from his press conference yesterday where they show that hospitalizations are down, deaths are down, rates of infections are down, not just in the increase, but overall. And then they show a little purple graph of where we really are versus where they projected we would be if they didn't do this. The other graph is where they thought they'd be, but it turns out it's way lower than they thought because they were hyping it up. Let's go to it.
Total number of hospitalizations are down, the ICU admissions are down, and the daily intubations are down. Those are all good signs, and again, would suggest a possible flattening of the curve. The number of discharges is down, but that reflects the overall reduction in the numbers.
Those were some of the earliest modeling from many organizations that it would be at the end of April, around 110,000 beds just for COVID patients.
That's in New York.
There are other models, two that we were tracking, one being lower at about 55,000 COVID beds, but again, peaking at the end of April. We follow now that we have a pretty robust data set to go by for the last several weeks. The bottom line there, the purple line, is sort of where we are tracking today, which suggests it's a little lower. And the question was, what could you do to lower those initial projections from 110,000 and from 55,000? So a hey, lot of the...
Back it up 10 seconds. Why in the hell would you say a little lower? Because I looked up both the graphs they had. We're going to show you some of the other graphs here in a moment from the government. The big high one is if you didn't totally do everything they said and jump out of the window if they ordered you to. And then the next one was, if you do what we say, here's where it'll be. And now they're like, oh, this is what we actually have with real numbers, and it's a little lower. That's like saying my pinky is a little bit smaller than my leg. No, my pinky's a lot smaller than my leg. It's like saying the number 3 is a lot lower than the number 100. It's like saying ice is a little colder than fire. But they want as much fear as possible. That's why they did all this. And they knew damn well the graph wasn't going to be that high. This is a nasty, souped-up cold virus. It'll probably kill more than the flu does every year. Now they got vaccines. Now they want to crush the economy. That's the big issue. People should be concerned. The globalists aren't going to stop here.
And most experts agree they keep the economy closed maybe three more weeks. We're not going to come back for a decade. I mean, we're getting hammered to hell. And now the CDC's numbers are out for the country and other sub-areas, and it's showing the same thing. But California's just getting revved up saying, you ain't leaving your house for medicine or to go to the store, okay? Because they want to see how much you'll grovel and how much you'll tattle on your neighbors. Yeah, look at some of these graphs. Right on April 1st, starts going down. And these are graphs put out by the government. You got hundreds of these damn things. So that's where they told you it would be. If you didn't do anything, the dotted line, if you groveled, give all your rights, and then that's where it really is in the real world. So your TV viewer, you're seeing all this. Your radio listener will post this later from the live show, Infowars.com. We had Barnes' show last night and other reports we did on Owen Schroeder's War Room showing that headline, Cuomo says COVID-19 peaked April 1st. Now, it may go back up, but, I mean, the stock market's up 600 points as we speak right now. Let's finish up with what the feller was saying, and then we'll go to the Fox News clip. Go ahead.
What could you do to lower those initial projections from 110,000 and from 55,000? So a lot of the activity was we saw where the statisticians and the folks looking at these types of models said it was going. So what activities and actions could you take to aggressively lower that overall number? And the answer really was, and what the governor has been doing, was aggressively enforce and enact social distancing to lower the overall number. And this number and the current data suggest that that is exactly what's happening. And it's not settled yet because we are going day by day, and the numbers, as the governor says, has changed a lot over time based on what numbers come in. But this could suggest that we are indeed potentially at the apex or beginning to be at the apex at this moment. Like the governor has said, there's been a range of models, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 30 days. It looks like we're towards the earlier side of that time frame based on the current projections and modeling that we've been looking at.
Popular governments are already reopening, like Austria. Ones that aren't popular are saying we're never reopening. Your way of life is over. Tattle on your neighbors. But the illegal aliens are still running around. All these articles about illegal aliens are heroes, and they're the ones that brave it all. And farm workers are caught between coronavirus fears and feeding the nation. We are very worried. Farm workers, mostly undocumented, become essential during pandemic. You know, another thing is the poor farm workers, but it's just all this crap. The globalists don't care about your health. They want power. They want forced inoculation. They want tyranny. All right, I'm going fast when we come back to these callers. John works for Pfizer. I have stuff to say. We've got Jordan Mayer's blaming Trump for not doing total shutdown. Ryan, coronavirus cases are inflated with common cold flu. That's actually true. We're going to get to that. Wayne, Tim, Justin, John, Jenny, and we've got Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, with big news popping in as well. But I'm going to write your calls, so start your engines, Infowars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabyte, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thomas Jefferson said that. All right, let's get to at least 5 calls this segment. I don't want to hear all these callers. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New Jersey. He says he works for Pfizer. Lay it on us, brother.
If people let government decide which foods they eat and medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as their souls of those who live under tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. Those who in willful ignorance act as the shoulders on which to prop up tyrannical giants seeking to destroy liberty don't deserve the rights and privileges she provides to them. Now, Alex, God bless you. I know you've got a short
time. Hey, brother, I
got
to interrupt you. We didn't pre-plan that. I didn't know you were going to quote Thomas Jefferson when I just quoted Thomas Jefferson. That was amazing. That's serendipity, synchronicity, providence. What do you call it,
brother? That's the Holy Spirit. And, man, I'm feeling it right now. I don't know about you, but listen, I've got a lot of things to say and not a lot of time to say.
Well, hit us. Go ahead.
I would love nothing more than to sit down for a few hours and talk with you over a cigar and a glass of whiskey, but I'm a 25-year-old I work for
Please
Pfizer.
Don't tempt me. Oh, God. You're punching my buttons now, well, buddy. What kind of whiskey?
Yeah, here we
Single
go.
Single malt?
Listen. Oh, here we go. Don't get me going.
But, go
so we're in this situation for a number of reasons. So liberty is a delicate area force of government. Liberty brings freedom and it brings abundance. And
people need to know that. And flushing it down the toilet brings North Korea.
Exactly, and it brings complacency, and with it, apathy. Now, apathy is always going to bring dependency, and then dependency brings bondage, and that is where we are at. And here's another thing. We have forgotten the command of chance, the command chain, which we as humanity need to follow. God created man. Man created the Constitution. Constitution created government. And
that's
government,
right. If you put government as God, freedom. You're a slave, and that's where how our system is different. That's why they want to make the state God. You're absolutely right. What's your take on the virus and vaccines?
Well, everything you're saying is you're dead over the target on about 90% of the things you say, Alex. And I listen to you every day. I buy your products. And, man, I would love to work for you guys. I'm sick and tired of working in pharmaceuticals. I just graduated from school, and I'm just like, I'm fed up with what I'm seeing.
But what's your inside view take on it?
Well, here's what's going on is we get briefed. Now, from watching the Event 201, I watched all the videos. I analyzed them all. The only representative at the Event 201 was Johnson & Johnson. Who's the lackey right now in the media being pushed for the leader for the vaccine? It's Johnson & Johnson. Now, Pfizer's in on this as well because we just got briefed. We have lectures and our research teams get briefed. We are being given the upper-level research. It's coming in funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's going to be implemented at Pfizer, and then our clinical teams are going to be testing the vaccine in the coming months. So we aren't even... The vaccine isn't even being developed at Pfizer. It's being developed externally. It's being given to the pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson is already on the ball. Because Johnson & Johnson, they've been chosen to carry out this one and be the leaders in it. But more will be coming. So that's what you need to understand. You know this. You know what's going on.
But did you see the report that just went up where Bill Gates is running the whole show?
Yes, it's a brilliant report out. And you're right over the target.
Listeners know, we're not just accusing Gates of something he's not doing. He runs it all.
No, Bill Gates is in charge of this. There's many people in charge of many components of this.
But he's the head honcho.
He's the head honcho of the vaccine part. He's not the head honcho of the whole thing. I disagree with you on that, if that's what you believe.
The whole thing is eugenics-based. But yeah, absolutely, he's heading up the vaccine. I'm just saying, the level he is, he's the head science officer of the New World Order. Obviously, the Rothschilds and folks are the head honchos, but
yes,
he is, and the British royalty.
100%.
Yeah.
You're right over the target.
But I said, of this operation, of everything you're seeing, he is the general, the field marshal, running it.
Now, here, I got a couple warnings I want to bring to your attention. Now, the first caller you took, the attorney, brilliant man. You should definitely get him on. He brought up something important. And now, Michael J. Ryan of the World Health Organization, which you put on, now he wants to infringe on our Fourth Amendment rights. And he knows they can't do it. The New World Order knows that we have the...
So they want to trick us through bullying to do it. We're starting the podcast show, and we're starting the weekend shows where we call back select callers to be on as guests. Get your name and number, smart guy. We want to talk to you more as a contact. Put him in as a Pfizer contact on this, and we'll stay in touch with you. Make sure we stay in touch with them, guys. Give his name to Daria. All right, here we go. So I take five calls, just took one. But you know why that guy was on for 6 minutes, 7 minutes? Because he was making really good points. We have amazing callers. I want to get to everybody here. Let's go to Jordan in New Orleans. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to say that here in around New Orleans, we got Mayor LaToya Cantrell, the first female mayor, and, you know, they never had the sewage and water board working properly, the pumps working properly in New Orleans, and now she's blaming Trump because he didn't act quickly enough to enforce the shutdown orders to stop Mardi Gras. And it's ridiculous.
Well, here's the trap. Democrats wanted to incubate it. They're ordered not to make a big deal about it. They try to get the Chi-Coms in to spread it because it is real. It is killing some people. Trump actually tries to block the flights. They try to block it. And then when it spreads, they blame them. But that's kind of a trap then, saying they didn't do enough. People are always going to die of the flu and stuff, and of flu viruses. We cannot, and of cold viruses. We cannot shut down because of this, or they'll launch real bio attacks on us, and we'll be done. I mean, this thing is weak compared to the stuff they've got. And I'm not saying it's not a problem for first responders or others, but you're absolutely right about how the Democrats, Pelosi, all of them said, don't have a lockdown when Trump was trying to have limited restrictions that would have stopped it. They wanted it to get worse so they'd have the massive restrictions.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing as Nancy Pelosi. Go and hug somebody, whatever. You know, here, let's keep New Orleans open. We can't control the city. We have, you know, streets that you can bottom out your car in, but we need we need the money to come in for, you know, Mardi Gras. So,
well, we know what the Democrats ridiculous. Do. I mean, they always get the money for stuff and steal almost all of it. God bless you, sir. Spread the word, Jordan, to New Orleans. We really appreciate you calling. Got to move quick here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny in Florida. Kenny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Been a long-time listener since 2009, brother.
Thank you, sir.
There is a video on YouTube that was shot 10 miles from my house in Pensacola Pass where some boaters pulled up on the beach. And if you want to see what tyranny looks like and just how close we are to a hot war, watch that video. The second thing was
I want to see it. Tell me the name of the video. We'll pull it up right now.
Coronavirus just following orders.
Coronavirus just following orders. Click this week for the search on YouTube. It's on YouTube, sir?
Yes, sir.
And we got a few minutes. Tell us what happens.
Well, it's only 3 minutes long. The game warden pulls up on the beach and they start harassing people because their feet are on the sand and not in the water. And it's just pure tyranny. The second thing I wanted to ask you was your opinion on, do you think this coronavirus is going to cause any more birth defects than we already have?
That's a really smart question. Here's the thing about a man-made weapon. It's a chimera. It's at least four viruses, and it does reinfect, and it does attack the testicles, of course, and Bill Gates' fingerprints are all over. He wants for his fertility. So absolutely, if something attacks the testicles and does a bunch of damage to the production of sperm, you're damn right it's going to cause birth defects. I mean, that just goes without saying. I think you're right.
Yeah, I wanted your opinion on that.
Well, everything they do, I mean, the Gardasil shot in the trials was sterilizing and reducing fertility in women. So, of course they try to make it mandatory. These are evil monsters, brother.
Where do you see this headed in the next 30 days, Alex? Because if it does go hot and the president I love goes against us, what's going to happen here?
Well, that's right. They want to use, it's not Trump. Notice he tried to tap it down, do reasonable restrictions up front. Then they want him. California is going to totally keep locking down and then say that it's Trump's fault when he tries to open the country. And the bureaucrats and the companies and the states and the blue cities are just going to refuse to reopen for months and months. And
when are they going to get rid of Dr. Fauci or whatever his name is? That is the most planted person. You know, I mean, doesn't he see what this guy's
doing? Well, see how that works, though, is they snuck him in on him. Now Trump knows he's bad, was about to fire him, so Fauci stopped the open backstabbing. And that now Trump fires him, it looks like, oh, Trump got rid of the scientists. But, yeah, little sneaky Fauci said Trump will be faced with a bio attack, starts snickering and laughing and licking his little goblin lips. He is a creature. One grant he got was $100 million for Bill and Melinda Gates. He's involved in everything. So you're absolutely right. Great points, Kenny. And I'm going to ask listeners again. It's a war. I'm going to remind you. When you tell people about band.video, Infowars.com, and say, this is forbidden. This is where you find the information they don't want you to have. It's powerful. So keep doing it. You are the Paul Revere, so ride out.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This devil.